Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Today's guest traveled the country with the Pink Collar Comedy Tour. Featured in the New York Daily News, CBS, host of Fuck, Marry, Kill, the game show, exclusive on the Keith and the Girl Network. The new album, Cry Through It, available on iTunes. Ladies and gentlemen, Kerry Gravenson.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Kerry.
How are you?
We just went camping. I'm pretty good. Feel relaxed, refreshed.
Yep. You guys do tick checks or chicked checks?
Oh, I didn't do a tick check.
I didn't do a tick check either. I figure, let them do their thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's... Who am I?
Right. We came to their home.
Right. Yeah. They're hungry. Why am I going to starve a tick?
How are people not scared to take their tents home knowing you just made it out alive with no ticks? Why push it? Why not burn your $60 tent and next year spend another $60, save a penny a day?
I'm so uncomfortable with what you fear and what you don't. Mm-hmm. It's so odd. This is, you fear...
Ticks.
You fear ticks in one-time use of a tent that you're taking home from a campground. It's on government property. It's a state park. So they don't...
The ticks would have to be over 21 to even get in. Because it's government. You know what I mean?
It's not worth it. At least one person every camping trip found a tick in their house.
I have found a tick on me.
Yeah.
Like two camping trips ago when we went together. It was actually so super gross. It was on my stomach. And so I guess because, you know, like there's a, folks with boobs, you'll know this. There's a line of sight that you can't see.
Yes.
And so it was not right under, but it was.
Out of the line of sight.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden you tilt your head a certain way and I go, that can only be a tick. And let me tell you why. Half of it was sticking out of my body.
Nice.
And the other half was inside.
Yeah.
And I froze for a second. I was like,
I would kill myself.
Not to completion. That tick couldn't finish.
No, it was just, and it wasn't moving or anything. It wasn't like just trying to burrow. It was like the day after we came back.
Nice.
So I had already taken a shower and didn't see it. You know, it's pretty fucking gross.
Wow. Well, anyway. Then we should, let's just do a tick check now.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like the places I can't look, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because I live alone. I can't, what if it's on my butt and I can't
see it? I was going to say, yeah, show me your butt.
There's a line of sight. This is just a way to get you to look at my butt.
And my boobs.
Right.
Listen to Keith, scared of Lyme disease and his brain being
infected. Bringing home a tent isn't what gives you ticks.
No, it adds to it. Right.
It doesn't. And I'm so torn by your tent philosophy. I thought you were joking when you said you just buy a new tent every year.
Right. Like a Rockefeller. Yeah.
Wait, can I just describe this to some of the people who are not privy to your years of insanity? So we go camping every year. And most years, Keith has bought a new tent for the camping trip and just left it there. There's a lot of thoughts that I have about. Let's start with your thoughts. But
so... On the conservation thought, I'm like, that's just wildly wasteful, and this is why people hate Americans, that we right. Everything is disposable. You just need a one-time use tent,
mm-hmm.
and that you are Rockefeller and have $60 to just burn. You know, you just need 3 nights of, you know, it's $20 a night. That's right. Worth it for you. But the organizer in me fucking loves it because it doesn't take up space in your home. You don't have the hassle of keeping track of it. You don't have to keep those ticks alive by throwing human flesh at them every 3 weeks. Like it's good. You know?
So I think I have similar things. I'm just, part of me is like, wow, he's so fucking wasteful. Mm-hmm. Like what a piece of shit. And then I go, well, he doesn't have Starbucks. Like, he does not go to Starbucks every other day and waste his stupid money. And he never looked at me like, really, a $5 coffee, you find that reasonable
right.
because they foamed your milk and they have a
right.
green
and
logo.
Then the cup, it's like, yeah, you can buy coffee, but you're buying a cup that you use once.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
throw away.
Exactly.
And the lid is plastic and it's right. it doesn't decompose.
But so the other side of me is like, Keith, this campsite is not under your name. If you're not taking your tent, you are leaving garbage for the rangers and whoever the fuck clears it up. So basically, you didn't even like move it off the campground into the garbage. You leave that for either one of us to pick up or...
Yeah, that part's not cool. Don't leave garbage.
Okay. But do they call this a straw man argument? Everybody uses that word for everything, so I'm not sure if it fits here.
So
but
address
this is so fucking ridiculous. Hold on. She's making it sound like like I left the tent and she went, oh, you're not supposed to let garbage to people. And I went, who cares? No, nobody brought that up. And then finally one camping trip, they brought it up. And of course I threw it in the garbage.
Then the other argument is that there's somebody out there in the world right now who needs a tent so badly.
Who's at the campsite.
Right, but they wouldn't know that your tent in the garbage is like a good tent. If I saw a tent in the garbage, I would assume that it was garbage.
No, but it's so funny. Even
your tent is like...
No, wait, wait. I don't know what this is. Of course, if it's in the garbage, it's in the garbage. I'm not telling people, congrats, here's a tent in the garbage.
No, but you could give your tent away to someone who needs a tent.
That's what he thinks he's
all
doing.
All these people at the campsite every single year. Keith, I can't believe you throw away your tent. Okay, who wants my tent?
Yeah.
No one.
We went over this because everyone who's with you already has a tent. My tent needs were met when I also bought a tent.
Did you take the tent?
I did, but it has to dry out at Nanda's backyard.
Right, so Henda has your tent. Interesting. But I would too. Let's let somebody else deal with the fucking ticks and clean it off.
It's an excuse to hang out with her again because I'll have to see her again.
It's
to get
like
it
leaving
back.
A toothbrush. You left a tent.
I left a tent.
I not only have my tent and Carrie's tent. I have your tent too. Actually, I have Xerxes' tent.
Okay.
I have Andrea's tent.
Oh, what a life!
you're just the tent deposit.
So they're all doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
Except I'm honest about it.
I'm going to pick up my tent, though. I bought it knowing that there was a space in my closet for it. I also bought the little, like, tiny, tiny air mattress that rolls up. I bought that guy. That guy's in my closet. There was a space for it. But, yeah, I'm anti-clutter, so I get it. But I'm also,
Nowhere in you, Keith, do you go, I see what anyone is saying.
No.
You don't acknowledge these arguments are valid in any way.
Nope.
You don't even see my perspective.
No, I know nowadays you're supposed to say, yeah, but I think this. No.
Is that what you're supposed to do nowadays?
You're supposed to say that. Like, okay. Oh, you gave me a lot to think about, but you got to play dumb for a minute. Well, I don't have all day, so I can't. The leaving stuff behind, that's stupid because I don't once I was told not to. What's the other point? Feeling like Rockefeller? Okay. You've earned it. You're an adult. You've earned it.
You've earned $60 a year.
Taking your tent out and hope in 3 days with acorns falling on top of you all the time. It's interesting that your tent even stuck together. Now you're risking taking it out again and all the dirt and shit in your house. Not your house because you don't have the tent. Not Andrew's house. She doesn't have the tent. Not Xerxes' house. He doesn't have the tent. But those of you that do, Hemda, the tent collector.
So if we go to Hemda's house, it's just filled to the brim
with
various tents.
Oh, I don't know why.
Various years.
Somebody stayed at her
everywhere.
Somebody stayed at her place
How
and got
you?
2 stars.
How
Can
dare
you fucking
you?
Imagine? Amen. It should have been 1.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Spider webs and shit.
Wow. It's just camping outside inside Hemda's apartment.
Kenda hopes there's a tick in her house that eats the maggots.
Aw. Little tick. He's so hungry.
You're such an asshole.
Eats the maggots. Ticks don't eat maggots, you idiot.
Okay, king of the jungle over there.
Julia's writing in, I would assume murder happened if I saw an abandoned tent.
It's true.
Andrew, I'm trying to figure out if we have an old poll, POLL, about do people throw out their tents. She keeps writing me like, I'm supposed to look in the studio for a tent poll?
POLL.
Hey, let me mention this. We'll get back to camping. The other day was International Podcast Day.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little fun fact. How many podcasts are there? And you know when we started, 13 and a half years ago, I can name 3. Okay.
I think there were 1,000 total. I'm not kidding. And now there's about 1,000 a day popping up.
There's active podcast on iTunes only. Over 500,000.
Wow.
Well, that's active. The most podcasts you check out, they quit early.
Wow.
You can start a podcast by mistake. Just on the subway. You know what I mean? Like you can just stumble and be like, oh, I stubbed my toe, and then when I looked down, I had started a podcast.
Right.
You know,
but that's what they
about
mean.
About stubbed toes.
But that's what they mean by active. But
right.
Yeah. 80% of people listen to all or most of a podcast episode. Compare that to TV or radio, you know?
Wow.
And of course, you know, people are more engaged, blah, blah, blah.
I was happy to spend International Podcast Day with you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's funny because we found out in the camping trip, somebody saw it trending or something, and Keith looks at me and he's like, I don't know. I feel like we looked at each other like, are we supposed to be?
That's what I thought. Are we supposed to do something?
Well, I said, it was me. I saw it trending on Twitter, and I was like, oh, do you guys want to take a photo of what you're doing today?
Oh, yeah.
And you're both like, I'm not getting up.
Yeah, of not podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
I know, and I feel like we're assholes about it, because I saw I saw that we had the same amount of look in our face for the same amount of time that said, we should go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah, was that? I saw that. I saw that look too.
I saw a picture of Jimmy Carter. He's 94 years old, still alive. The ex-president, of course, building a house for the disenfranchised, still. Now, 94 years old, I can't help but wonder. God bless him. But after he finishes nailing something, does somebody go, thank you, Jimmy, and redo it?
You're like, you just nailed in a screw. We got this, Jimmy.
We just needed the picture. Thank you. Brett Kavanaugh, is he going to make it?
Is he going to make it to what?
The Supreme Court?
Yes. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You think so?
I thought so the whole time.
I mean, just because, like, I'm a cynical woman and, like, we've been here before.
I don't think,
as a society.
Let me know who got taken down by these kinds of accusations. Like, please give me a list.
Right.
I mean, Weinstein? No, not really. Not really.
Well, we're waiting on that.
So, okay. Who got hurt so far yet with these accusations?
Right.
I know that you can say, like, people got trended and, you know, got fired from their position, blah, 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 but they're still living a better life than everybody that they victimized.
Mm-hmm.
So who, I don't know, who's
and
getting...
Show me the woman who's become famous, rich and famous from coming forward.
Well, I saw some of the...
That mythology doesn't go away.
Some of the job interview, which is what we're watching, and this Brett Kavanaugh cannot hold his shit together.
Yeah. Did you see the SNL Matt Damon? It was pretty funny.
Shit, like, I meant to see that.
I saw it yesterday, and... It had some chuckle. Like, I watched the thing live. I watched the whole thing live that day. It was like 9 hours of live TV, which I don't recommend.
You watched that whole thing live?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. It wouldn't stop.
Are you, like, more crazy right now?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. My IQ is lower. I lost some IQ points just from watching it.
What's the thing with Devil's Triangle? He said him and his friend sometime, I don't know where
they
wrote
like,
this down.
They were going over the yearbook.
And they said, hey, Matt, don't ever forget the Devil's Triangle. And they go, what's that? And he's like,
and he goes,
three guys are drinking beer together. No, it's a three-way. It's called the Devil's Triangle because it's a bad one when you're a guy. You don't want it to be another guy and a girl, but you're willing
to.
That's
disgusting. What are you, gay?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the worst thing you could be.
And so he's like, and then somebody in Congress is on Wikipedia. You can tell who does it and change the definition to Devil's
Triangle.
No, they were
on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay.
Even better.
Okay.
Even better.
Wait, somebody tried to change it as...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said
it was a drinking game where you put three cups together. And I was like, no, that's a threesome. And then the boofing was another one. They were like, and what's boofing? And he was like, it refers to flatulence.
Yes. We wrote in the yearbook, stay flatulent.
Yeah.
Keep flatulating. Just kidding. That's not practical.
But Matt Damon nailed it. I mean, he came out and he was like, I'm at an 11. I'm going to bring it to a 15. He was just so angry. And then he kept drinking water and doing this with his mouth.
Sucking his teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like trying to like he had a problem with his dentures or there was something going on with his mouth.
Maybe that's Coke or something.
Right. If this is getting you all riled up, you think you can listen to other people's opinions being a judge? And I understand he's already some kind of judge. You're fired
from
that.
And then it was clear to me by the end of the hearing that this guy's a raging alcoholic. Like, it was just, it was obvious. He was like, I like beer and I love beer. And
The beer answer I caught. The fucking beer answer.
Yeah.
I like beer. Do you like beer? What kind of beer do you like?
Senator,
like
what's, what's your drink of choice, Senator?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, you got me.
It was gross. And then he came back and apologized. Like, someone caught him in the hallway and was like, dude, you got to fix that. You know, some PR person.
And then, you know,
let's just say that you're in a regular, normal interview for a job.
Right.
And you start responding that way, the whole thing gets shut down, right?
Right. They're like, you're not qualified.
Why do you keep saying the word beer at us?
Right, right.
You're a weirdo.
I saw this tweet from Ellen Barkin, the actress. I have seen men cry like Kavanaugh. The one who cried at my feet after smashing my face through a glass coffee table. Ooh. The one sobbing and screaming until I understood it was my fault for making him angry enough to attack me.
Mm-hmm.
Deny, attack, become the victim. Cry if you're able.
Yep. That's true. Everyone on Twitter was like, yeah, men, abusers cry. That's what they do.
I hear Pat Robertson. He's having his congregation say a prayer that all the women at the Kavanaugh hearing get confused. Please send, like a spell, like he's a witch. Please, God, send confusion over that courtroom.
What?
Yeah.
Was it, what?
That doesn't even make
he
sense.
He wants the right-wing person. Obviously, there's going to be a right-wing person, fucking idiots. Who cares? It's not this guy.
But he's not the right guy.
So he wants the women to contradict themselves and to look stupid. That's what he's hoping. And he's hoping the whole thing's confusing. Let's just make this guy a judge. That's what he would like God to do. Not God, to please let us find the right choice because you can't be clear about a fucking thing. Not that.
Can we talk about ticks again?
Yes.
Aren't we?
Yeah. Blood sucking assholes.
Our friend Hannah Boone said, I just heard an open micer say, this Kavanaugh thing has been a real cock block for me. So that's the one good deed Kavanaugh has ever done in his life.
Yeah. That's the thing is like the men who are afraid. Like, you probably should be afraid. What are you afraid of?
You know, it's interesting. You're afraid of some dude being on trial for something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? When are you ever afraid of, hey, this guy robbed your house and he's on, like, in court right now?
Right.
But maybe it was the only time he robbed a house.
Right.
And maybe his wife was driving him crazy and it's like, the dude robbed a house one fucking time.
Right.
Well, I enjoyed this is a tweet from Carrie. You can follow at Carrie Gravenson. Men talking, then women talking. Men, women are dumb. We should rape them. And the women, we don't like that. The men, women are special and fragile, and we should be gentle with them. Better, but still no. And then she has the guy shrugging emoji. I don't know what to do. Treat us like people. We like that. I still don't know what to do. Okay, just don't rape us. How about that? You're right the first time.
Yeah, it's perfect. I had this. There's some guys that are old school and they think they're being very precious about you.
Right.
And they think that they're being like cordial and understanding, and it drives me nuts because it puts me in a like I need to be a more ladylike position, or they don't know what to do. So if I'm in the room with them and they're interacting with me, they make it very well known you're female and I'm male.
Like, excuse me, there's ladies present.
Right.
You know, this kind of like like the feminist hero, white knight, like, and then you're like, no, it's fine. You can say cunt fuck in front of me. Like, it's fine. Like, you don't have to censor.
Of all things.
Right. And then, yeah, so I feel like I'm tired of the boys versus girls. Mentality. Like, I think we're on the same page way more than we're combating each other. I think to set one entire gender against another is like dumb.
Yes, you know? Even though in like, your joke, you're like all men this, all women
well,
this.
Well, yeah.
It's like, where do you, you know?
Well, do you stop at the character limit, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, you got to use that emoji, you know?
Right.
But this will probably be a tweet later at some point. Possibly a bit. I don't know. But I was thinking that, like, what else is, like, there's two of something, but we all get along. And I think it's, like, iPhone and Android. Like, we all want the same thing. Like, we want just a cool phone that does a lot of stuff. And some of us are iPhone and some of us are Android, but we all get along.
Yes.
And I think that's how the genders are. Like, some of us are boys and some of us are girls. We all want the same things, and we figure out how to get along. Like, why does it have to be...
But you know, the boy phone never charges his phone.
Right. You know? The boy phone just waits for the girl to do it. Then blames her when it dies.
Look, it's fucking crazy out there. You need a psychiatrist. Let me tell you about a place, Carrie.
Tell me about a place.
Let me tell you about a place where you're on your phone and you want to talk to a psychiatrist. You can do it right there and then. I'm going to tell you about Talkspace. I like this so much better personally. Then sit down, talk to a therapist for an hour a week. What if it's a boring week? I guess that's the good news, but I still wasted my money. How would I come to you when I have the problem?
Right. Like I have an appointment on Wednesday, but on Monday I got emotional.
Right.
And then I'm lit up with my emotions and I'm ready to react, but I wait until Wednesday. That's like, it feels impossible.
I guess I was real mad on Monday. Checking my notes.
I do this. I get into a bad headspace and I'm like, if I don't do something about this, I'm going to respond to it and any response will be wrong. And so I start texting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have a computer and an internet connection or use the Talkspace mobile app and boom, you're talking to somebody. Get something off your chest whenever you need to. Talk about everyday challenges at work or at home. Now, if you work for me, I'd rather you did it on your own time, but all right, fuck off.
But actually, if
they want you healthy.
Yeah, if you work for me, instead of like yelling at me, yell into this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody was complaining about working for me the other day, and I said, tell Judy. You know? What? Yeah. The app's right there. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/KTG and use code KTG to get $45 off your first month. $45 off your first month? And show your support for this show. That's Keith and the Girl, okay? KATG. KATG at Talkspace.com/KATG. So everywhere you can, type KATG and you win big.
Cool.
That's it. All right. You know the place.
Do you get the same therapist each time?
I mix it up.
You mix it up.
So I don't grow necessarily.
Right.
They go, let me check the notes. I go, no. I'm a new guy now.
No.
Yeah.
I lied previously.
Yeah, you can stick with the same person. Absolutely.
Cool.
Do you know the name of the place that we went camping?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Beaver Pond.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go to Gash Lake next.
What?
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, it's a vagina joke. He's very funny.
Oh, a beaver is a euphemism for a vagina.
It was a fort with friends.
Yeah, that was so worth telling people where we are for the weekend. Thank you, Keith. Good joke.
You know about Snapper Fjord?
Yes.
They're taking applications right now.
What's Snapper Fjord?
Please don't.
I'm sorry.
Every one of these will be vaginas.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Now imagine we're back in a frat house that Keith never went to.
Right.
And then
Keith is getting it out now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, every once in a while
The word pink is like too sexy for Keith. You know, he's like, pink, like a twat. It's like that. Yeah, like any word.
Like that, like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how Aerosmith wrote an entire song about vaginas and they thought they were clever because it's pink?
Oh.
It's like this.
Is it like that?
Okay. Yeah, it's like
that. What else you got?
Twat yeah. Bay.
Twat Bay?
Yeah.
I don't see how you could make that about vaginas. About front asshole. That's what I call my vagina.
Vagina lakes.
The asshole of the front.
Okay, can we pick on Henta more?
Yes.
So we're camping, right? And Henta, she has the sniffles. And Carrie is, brings her whole medicine chest camping, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And I also have Cry Through It.
Branded. I should have brought you more.
Branded tissues that I've been using from her album.
Yeah. This is how sick she was. She couldn't even save it. Like, oh, that's cute. You know, I'll keep this around. She had to use them. So Carrie gives her a Dayquil. But I know that means she's not going to take it. And
he got so mad. Did he not get so mad?
So mad. And I figured you guys had history. I figured this had come up before because he was mad at you. He said it once as if he had said it 1,000 times. Yep. It was that level of rage. I was like, oh, I have some Dayquil. And you're like, thank you. And I was like, here's some Dayquil. And Keith snatches it out of my hands, undoes the blister pack. And he's like, take it now. Like as if he'd said it. And I was like, oh, there's history here. Like something's going on.
And she would not take it.
And I said gently, you might want to eat. Have a little nosh.
Oh, yeah. Then it had to be, am I eating the right thing? Meanwhile, she's picking at potatoes and all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, I caught you eating.
If you're going to take a bunch of vitamin, because I gave you like a vitamin C and a vitamin B and take, I was like, you're going to take a bunch of pills, eat something. It was first thing in the morning.
Yeah. So Carrie's challenging me. It's hard enough as it is.
No. I am being a good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, assume there is a history there that Henta doesn't take medicine when she's sick and don't fight me on it.
But can I?
So, of course, she gravitates to the one part she wants to hear. Like, no, yeah, apparently I have to eat a chicken.
We were 5 minutes away from eating brekkies.
Like, so, did she take the pill 5 minutes later? Or did she take it 8 hours later?
Not her mother. I don't care.
Guess. I do care. So don't get involved if you don't care.
The only way, look how mad he is.
The only way
I know when she took it was because you kept badgering her.
Yeah, for 8 hours.
Then because I knew that the pills were out of the blister pack, I knew that I couldn't have them back.
Right.
I was like, well, I mean, now your fight is like wasting your pills.
Right.
So I'm like, is this an ego thing? Is this like a don't tell me what to do, dad kind of thing?
Or who freaks you out on day two being so sick she could barely move?
But then, you know what I did see the third day?
Yeah.
You were taking a nap, Mr. Sleepy Pants.
Oh, I love naps.
And while you were napping, this one took a Dayquil. with no conversation about it.
So that's how sick she had to be.
No. Because nobody brought it up. She went out, she bought some, sitting there by the campfire, popped a couple. Yeah. Nobody said nuts.
So that's why she did it? Because no one yelled at her?
Yeah, because you weren't yelling at her.
That's what a baby does, isn't it, Carrie? I'll take it now because you're not telling me what to do. A baby does that.
Yeah, that's an independent person, doesn't want to be told what to do.
Yeah.
Because now it's about don't tell me how to take care of myself.
Don't tell me what to do with my tent.
None of this is what happened, just so you both know.
Not even close, Your Honor.
Wait, you didn't take a DayQuil?
This is, okay, yes.
You did take a DayQuil.
Yes, I did. Okay. But what's funny is, yes, Keith fucking freaks out right away, and mm-hmm. I get it.
Freaked out disproportionate to what was happening.
Right away, he's just like, you better take that medicine. I'm just like, I may not.
I thought he was going to hit you.
Yeah, I may not.
But why may not? Just tell the answer.
And then the pleasant question of, and why not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I start with because my medicine answer, here we go. Here
medicine
we go.
Doesn't heal you. Medicine just hides the symptoms. What semantics are we talking about here? I didn't think it's two pills made out of surgeons. It makes you feel better. Yeah, but it makes you feel better. How is this a discussion?
Because you want the illness to go away. You don't want to mask the symptoms.
What are your choices?
Well, we discussed this. Your choice. If you have somewhere to be, if you have somewhere to be, you take medicine to like prop yourself up and go out. If you don't have anywhere to be, you may as well just sniffle into the fire. It's fine. And so Hemda was on the fence for like which one to.
That's how it was. It was like, yes, if I had to straighten out and straighten up and do some shit, I would have taken it. But if it's only going to mask how I feel and I'm not dying from it. Later when I took it, it wasn't because, oh, Keith's not around and he stopped telling me what to do. I'll do what Keith tells me. It's fine. You know, like we have to do what we tell each other sometimes. But it wasn't because you weren't around. It was because, well, now I can't tolerate this. I'm not having fun anymore.
Right.
I can't get past it.
Right.
And so I took it and I had a better night. And right. So that's where I wanted to get before I took medicine. And Keith, you take it so personally.
8 hours you've seen a friend of yours is killing themselves unnecessarily.
And then you yelled
for over half
me.
The day of camping. And I mean, you, because you're defending this bullshit and you don't even know why.
Because people don't have to, because you're basically the drug dealer that they warned us about in sixth grade. Take the pills.
She's eating. By the way, these people that act like they know where they get their drugs from. She had a weed brownie from a friend of a friend. Pop that in her mouth.
Subject.
But not a DayQuil. Let's be careful. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Some people don't feel like taking DayQuil all the time.
You took
it out of the blister pack to force the issue.
Yeah.
Then
I should have shoved it down her fucking throat and I wouldn't regret it.
And that your throat, then when your throat needs to take a spit like a dog, like you like massage it like a dog, get it all the way down. But
he
then
puts
when,
it
I,
in my cheese.
When I was like, stop yelling at her, you were like, it's called friendship.
Yeah. You'll find it.
I was like, wow, I'm blessed with the Keith friendship. Like,
so totally has nothing to do with medicine or sickness. Henda has another problem later.
Yeah.
And she has trouble even walking.
That was scary.
Okay.
Are we going to...
Sure.
We're going to tell the people?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with medicine. I'm so sure. Okay.
Do I tell it or do you?
You may tell this one.
Or should I tell it from my perspective?
Tell it from your perspective. Because here's the thing. Your perspective is the newest one.
Right,
You're not only new for camping, but you're new for like me yelling for help.
Yes,
you know, so
I'm new to watching Keith go into a blind rage because you wouldn't take a vitamin C when he said to.
So, okay,
that was new to me.
I'll just paint the picture from where and then you pick up. So it was four of us by the fire, Carrie, Keith and Xerxes. And I wasn't feeling well. I'm like, I'm going to try to sleep. If I can't sleep, I'll come back out. And then all of a sudden you heard my voice like an hour or so later.
Yeah, maybe an hour or so later. Now I am
our group site is a different site than where we're sleeping. So it's like a few feet away, but
it's like 50 yards away.
Okay.
Enough that it's in the wood. Like it feels like it's a walk away, but you can see the campfire from the tents.
Yeah. From the road. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm a lightweight when it comes to, the marijuanas.
Right.
And
by the way, these guys aren't, are they?
No.
They're human chimneys.
I don't know how these kids can do it.
They lit up literally a whole tree. I don't know what they put on top. Yeah, they were lighting it.
But I'm a noob, and I'm shy about it. I'm embarrassed about it. I don't want anyone to know. I try to hold my own. I try to pass it on casually. If I'm already too fucked up,
Wow, way to enjoy weed.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's all about me. Am I passing? Am I passing for someone who knows what they're doing?
Wow, let me get high and then pretend I'm not for the rest of the time.
Right. Oh, that's woo. Good
okay.
stuff.
We'll talk about that later. Okay.
So I'm blasted out of my freaking mind.
You were blasted?
At one point, I was watching what looked like a movie. It was a movie screen, and it was all of you guys interacting with each other. And I was like, this is a great movie. I'll just sit here and watch this movie because I'm fucked up. And then Keith handed me a Twizzler, and that broke the fourth wall of the movie. I was terrified.
I'm like the Ring. I came out of the TV.
I was like, ah! I don't know. I don't know if you remember my reaction to you handing me a Twizzler at one point was just sheer terror.
Carrie thinks she had any reaction to anything.
Right.
You were a cool cucumber.
Thank you.
Okay. Roll around on the ground. Enjoy yourself.
In the cool cucumberness, mm-hmm. I see in the distance like a kind of a moving light. And I'm like, that's funny because there's a spark from the fire. I'm fucked up. And then I hear what I think is a woman's voice going, help, help. Jesus. And I'm like, oh, that's something you'd hear when you're tripping your balls off. Am I right? Look at me. What a cliche I am. You know, I better not tell anyone what I'm hearing because they'll make fun of me for like, oh, Carrie, everyone hears a woman's voice shouting help when they're high. What next? A baby getting eaten by a bear? Like, and so I'm watching this light and it's like, I'm like, that looks pretty real. Damn, I'm fucked up. And I hear the woman's voice, the same woman, help me, you guys. And I look and I think I stood up abruptly and then I went into like, mom mode, I think. I went into like, are you okay? And then I think the flashlight faltered and I started walking toward it. And then Hemda's on the street dying, by the way. That's what we were greeted by. Hemda was walking toward us, going stumbling toward us, carrying 400 pounds of blankets and a flashlight and a cup of water, or like the jug of, you know, the right. with the container of water.
I'm dying, but I can't drop one of these.
I can't be right. And
yes,
she's like,
basically.
She's like, help, help. And Keith is right behind me. And since he had yelled at her earlier that day about taking NyQuil, I figured he probably cared about her. There's probably some part of Keith that cares about you.
I don't want to ruin my day.
Yeah, right. Right. We'd have to go.
Right.
Who's going to drive? We're all fucked up. So I'm like, are you okay? And you're like, I just need to get to the car because I have to sit up. I have to sit up to sleep. You couldn't lie down and breathe at the same time. And I was like, well, that sounds bad. Like, that's scary. And then no one else seemed alarmed.
So that's I was mostly scared of scaring you because I know mm-hmm. Keith and Xerxes will just be like, okay.
She's in the car and we put her in the car and you know that she's in the car and you're just nervous, probably, I'm going to guess, that what if she dies in there and we're just laughing at the campfire? She just has trouble breathing. She wants our attention. She could slam the door. You know, she makes any noise, we're going to go.
Right. But then I was like, we should crack a window like a dog. Cause then.
Oh, this is funny. Cause I could hear you guys speaking sometimes. And I heard this and I can see that Carrie is like, clearly we should be doing something. And Xerxes and Keith are like,
what are you talking about? She's fine.
She said she needed to be in the car and she's in the car now.
Yeah, we're not saying don't care, but if you hear Hemda's Al-Anon stories, people are adults.
Yeah.
And you can only, honest to God, you can only do so much. And it's like, yes, of course, she makes any kind of noise. We didn't forget where she went.
All right. I know.
It was
now
very
I know.
Funny.
Now so, I know. But I was high as fuck.
So I heard Carrie going, should we crack a window? And both of you like, she's not a dog. She's fine.
I was like, she's a dog. Dogs die. Dogs die in cars, but you don't crack the window.
And then
but
Carrie
I was afraid.
Said,
I was like, if you were already having breathing issues and the air in there gets stale and weak, I was like, I don't know.
Then I heard you say that. And Xerxes like, she's got enough air. That's not how air works.
Yeah, he told me that's not how air works. And I was like, all right.
I know. And they say it so casually, but that is what I like. Like, I really knew if I called Keith, he'll just be like, okay, this is what we're doing right now. You know? So here's what happened. I went back to the tent and I was having trouble breathing, but when I was lying down, it was as if I couldn't. And I started wheezing. So I sat up, I did breathing exercises. I was able to breathe. I laid down. It happened again.
I had the new sleep number tent, and that just
I would, you know, actually, I thought of that. I was like, really, if I was on your bed, because I don't have that kind of sleep number. I have a different one, but I needed to be propped up.
Yeah.
So what happened was I was trying to breathe, then not breathing, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I'm really like not able to breathe anymore. And I go, I won't be able to shout from here for people to hear me. And I don't know why I didn't think of the phone or whatever. So I'm like, let me go to the car, but I can't breathe. Halfway, and it really felt like 400 pounds of a blanket. Halfway to the campground, I go, I'm not making it to the campground. I should call for help now. This will cause a lot of chaos, probably mostly in Carrie. And good.
Okay.
This will sound very dramatic because all I can do is go, can you help me? I didn't have a lot of breath to speak.
Right.
But if I don't speak now, I'm going to drop in front of you as soon as I get there, if I even get there.
Right.
So in my last breaths, I was like, can you help me?
And that's what I heard.
Yeah.
High as fuck. And it did scare me. I feel seen. I feel seen that, right. You know that it would scare me the most. I was a little scared for you. Yeah. But then I was calmed that the two people who knew you better didn't seem,
yeah, I knew that you'd be alarmed. Fine.
I was like, all right.
What did you think, Keith?
There's Hemda again, not right. Taking her medicine. Okay.
Well, that was the thing. I was like, maybe Hemda's a drama queen and just does this once every trip. Like, what? She'll just appear out of the woods, cry for help, and then sleep in the car. She does that. That's just the night. No one warned me.
Right. Medicine is the eighth wonder of the world.
Well, I have an inhaler, and I thought I packed it, but I normally, because I normally just have it in my bag, but I never need it, so I must have taken it out and not put it in. Right. And all of a sudden, I needed an inhaler. And I thought, I can get one at the drugstore. I went to the drugstore. I couldn't get it. What's funny about the drugstore is, I need an inhaler. Right. And they're like, do you have a prescription? I'm like, no, and I don't have one here. And they're like, you need a prescription. I go, maybe there's an over-the-counter thing that I can take. No. And then she walked. I'm like, maybe there is. and then she walked over as if to talk to someone, and then paused after she walked. I guess she thought I was out of her eyesight. Stared at a wall for a second. Oh. Came back and go, as if she thought about it, like, why would I even ask anybody? I'm like, okay. And she just let me walk out, and just like, kind of, what world do you not even want to say this? You're a pharmacist, so you have all the things. So maybe you're allergic to something.
Right. Do you need a Benadryl?
Do you need an EpiPen? Like,
let's think about...
You're a counter. You count things. Fuck you.
That's the thing. I didn't even think of Benadryl. You know? Yeah, things that will open up your lung.
Yeah.
Your chest. I don't know any of these things, but you're perfectly fine with me wheezing that I can't...
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. And I said, I'm like, look, I'm not... I don't live here. I'm like at least an hour from home, so I don't have my inhaler and I don't have anything that
I can. Can they call your pharmacy at home?
She wanted me out of there so much.
Yeah,
she's like, is the prescription from here? And I know I got it in the hospital. And so I'm like, no, and it's not going to be. She's like, well, there's a CVS across. Maybe your prescription is there. I'm like, good talking to you, bro.
Yeah.
Right. This is your chance to be a hero. The Oprah will do a special show just for you about how you were the pharmacist that cared.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? She does these specials once in a while. It's like, meet the 911 operator that gave a fuck.
Right. You know, the one that did their job. I know.
Look at her.
Hero.
She put two and two together. She said, wait, I'm an expert in this. I might have another thing to say. Nothing. Right. Nothing.
Now, people know, obviously, I can't do much, but I can tell you to take medicine, so take it. I was making eggs. Oh, you would have thought I was making a lasagna. I put eggs in a pan on a fire. You stir it.
No, May I?
That's all you have to do.
May I?
Yeah.
This was... you know what?
Nobody could shut up.
That's true.
I'm with Keith on this one. Look.
No. Wait.
Keith is a rageaholic and a psycho, but I'm with him on the eggs.
I'm with none of you on this one, just so you know. I was watching this and let me tell you what I thought to myself. I was like, wow, I came a long way because fuck this whole thing. Keith goes, I'm hungry. There's already like the eggs were already scrambled. All he has to do is literally pour it onto the pan that's above the fire that's already built.
Right.
So literally, he has to put eggs in a thing and then move them around until they're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my fucking God!
So much input.
This is, so Keith, as he's pouring it in, somebody goes, pour it in gently because, you know, you're above a fire. And by the way, everything that I'm describing right now, Keith is just going about his business. It's the most Buddha Zen, most fucking awesome
it's
life.
So true.
I'm going to be Keith in my next fucking life. You mark my words, is the most glorious way to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was it that said pour it slow?
Every
mom
fucking
or my...
body. Oh my God.
Well, Kyle.
No. It was taking turns. He was pouring it in. Be careful because you're above the fire. Okay. And then as he's pouring it in, he's almost done. There's a spatula behind you. You might want to use that. Oh my God. Okay. So he grabs the spatula, which I assume he was going to do anyway. He starts moving it around. He starts moving the eggs around. Somebody goes, okay, you want to put the spatula all the way to the bottom of the pan so that you move all the eggs around. Okay. Then he keeps doing that. And then they go, yeah, you want to keep doing that until the eggs are good enough. And I go... I stop and I say, Keith, does everyone always talk to you this much? And everyone laughs and I go, oh no, that's not what I meant. I meant, shut the fuck up. He's making eggs. And if we think our 44-year-old fucking friend doesn't know how to make eggs, we should just kill him in the woods.
It was the most fun thing I've ever
seen. And
leave him
fucking there and leave him in the goddamn tent that he's going to leave and just go fuck everything. And then what happens is his girlfriend, Kyle, salt of the fucking earth. I've never met somebody who's more organized and wonderful and dynamic and funny and fantastic, decides that her fucking boyfriend doesn't know how to make the eggs. She pushes him out of the way. He just glides down. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he sidesteps over and he's like, well, I'm done.
Yep, I guess I'm having eggs one way or another. Pushes him out of the way, makes the eggs, and I go, Kyle, do you think he's okay? It's just like, and he's just, at the end of the day, he's having eggs. If you want to make it for him, that's fine. And so I'm watching this going, that used to be me. I would tell him all the things. I would tell him where the spatula is. I was like, I'm just sitting here. This is great. Al-Anon, I love you.
Yeah,
this is the point I'm making. Now, it would be terrible for him to die that day, but she didn't. That's interesting. So yes, don't act like you got to help adults on every step or that you make them stupid.
What was that leap?
Huh? People think that you need 50 different steps help with on fucking eggs. And what's special about you is not for one second you thought, everyone thinks I'm dumb.
Yeah.
What you thought is, everyone has shit to say, and I guess they're saying it at me. Yep.
Yeah, he never took it personally.
Not for one second.
He wasn't like, my ego is upset that you... Right, he was just like, oh, there's talking around me.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I don't know what a spatula is. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Did you learn what a spatula was?
I always knew not to brag.
Grown man?
Growing up, I slowly learned, This Blue Apron is teaching me everything.
It's fucking fascinating.
I know spatula, I know wooden spoon.
You do.
I can tell you the difference.
Kenda doesn't know to turn her phone off during a show, but he knows spatulas. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's the alarm that goes, don't forget to breathe. Ding, ding.
Can you imagine if I started cooking? You know, I cooked steak, potatoes, and and broccoli
for one
of the meals.
So good.
Everyone's taking turns. Not one person said, you want to flip the steak? I mean, this is a... There's three different components in this.
Because you don't seem as like derpy, derp, derp, derp.
He doesn't seem like that either. We just fucking put that on him. Fuck that.
Because he's a man.
He has the same position of me in life. In life, we are the same age. We do the same job.
Right.
We live a mile from each other.
Right,
we have
the same
experience for the last 13 fucking years. But I make a steak, potato, and broccoli dinner, and everyone goes,
nobody questions it. Yeah.
And he pours eggs into a fucking thing.
Yeah.
And he's getting all the assistance.
So much input.
Ladies, because I'm pretty sure it was only the ladies, stop yourselves right fucking now.
I didn't talk about the eggs until it was funny. Until Kyle said so many things about the eggs that I was like, oh, no. Now you got to break up that section. And he was like, no, there's an omelet on one side and scrambled on the other. And I was like, he's a genius. And then I shut up again because that was smarter.
Right? Because that's the thing. He doesn't care.
He doesn't give a fuck. And I was like, either way, I'm getting eggs. I was on Keith's side. I was like, that's a grown man making eggs.
44 years old.
Like,
44.
Yeah, when women complain about guys, it is the guy's fault. Like, you fucked up. This makes me think of when I was dating and on OKCupid, this woman said she likes Whoppers, so I brought Whoppers with me. And if the date
goes... This is not Burger King. This is the malted...
The candy. Right, the candy. Not the actual.
Actually, she said she likes a Happy Meal. I was debating about how do I carry a sneakily a Happy Meal with me. So I went with the Whoppers. Whoppers. And then at the very end, I'm really liking her. And I go, hey, surprise, here's some fucking Whoppers. And they had, there was a flood warning. Everybody yeah, got on their phones.
I did get that on my phone.
She loved it. It is so easy to be yeah. a man.
Yeah.
Thank
I
you.
Guy, I had a guy cook for me 2 weeks ago, and I was flood warning.
Yeah.
Just that watching was- him, like, chop onions. I'm like,
Keith
he didn't just throw it on the floor and step on it. Oh, I'm so horny now.
Keith, in this last round of dating, you know, it's been a while since he's dating, and he's dating again. And he noticed some stuff like this, and he's like, "Well, it really is easier to be a man." And I go, I said this. I go, "Did they ever get like amazed that you got them water?" And he goes, "They did." And I go, "Yeah." And you were getting it for yourself anyway, so you just offered to get another glass.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Yeah." She was like genuinely happy about that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yeah." That's what it's like to be a woman. Yeah.
Somebody thought it was like I was upping the relationship by giving them water.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, what?
Next right. level. Okay. Hydration. I got 2 glasses of water here at the studio today.
We like you.
This is much like, yeah, right.
We're dating now.
But did
yeah.
Keith specifically get this? Is he upping the relationship?
Yes, let's give Keith all the credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's continue this.
Because a woman would just do this.
Yeah, there are three.
But a man would be like.
There are 3 women working here and 1 Keith. But yeah, he got you the water.
Right.
No, yeah. Camping, I just smoked and slept. And that's when Kyle learned that I do like sleep.
That was so funny to me. I was like, oh, she hasn't seen the sleep cycle.
There is nothing better than sleep in this whole
sleep
wide world.
Sleep is the best thing.
I saw her going, oh, you're going to sleep again? And I was like, I see your process.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I didn't know you slept that much, but I figured you were
it.
Feeling...
I was high as fuck, but no, I enjoy sleep. Don't even wake me up to have sex with me during sleep. Now, if you ask me if you should, of course, I'm going to say yes. But let's sleep and then have sex. Let's have all the orgasms. You know what I mean?
I woke you up to have dinner. Well, I texted you to have dinner.
No, you did the right thing.
And you were like, shut up,
yeah,
bitch.
No, I said I'll be right there, and then was it?
And then I told you people were making fun of you. I thought that would get you out.
That got him out. Yeah,
that did not work. Keith does not care if people are making fun of him. Apparently,
we did get in trouble. We probably get in trouble every year. Ranger had.
Can I do the indoor outdoor voice?
Sure.
Koan.
But you're not high anymore, so this might not be as interesting.
It was very interesting to me at the time. But I lightweight, high as fuck.
Okay.
Feeling like everyone can tell. And we were laughing and giggling, as you do, and a ranger came by and told us to shut up. And then when he went away, Xerxes went, yeah, let's use our indoor voices. But we were outside.
And then Carrie...
I could not wrap my head around it. I was like, we would use our indoor voices, but we're outside.
For the next hour, right. She was rocking back and forth, going indoor, outdoor.
It seemed very wild to me. Because then I somehow felt like we were inside the earth. So we can use our indoor space in the canopy of earth.
Well, we did a lot of would you rathers. And even if we weren't too loud, if a park ranger hears that, they got to shut that shit down. Would you? Okay, you can live in a mansion and everything's paid for. Food, everything, cable. But once a month, randomly, you never know when it's going to happen, a homeless man shits on your chest. You could be out to lunch with somebody. You don't. It's completely random. He doesn't try to trick you at a job interview.
That's a would you take this deal.
My point is he needs you to go shut the fuck up. I don't know what's happening here, but it sounds illegal.
Well, we were high as fuck. But then we figured out, what was it? Hem does always seem to involve either somehow being inside the fire. That was a theme that came back a bunch of times. We like, would you rather live inside this fire or eat a peanut? You know, it was like, it didn't matter like what it was, but there was always somehow like, Hemda wants to be in that fire.
Yeah.
Like, that is a fire.
That is
a cry for help, definitely.
Well, I'm a fire sign, so it draws me.
But then you fell asleep too close to the fire and we had to keep patting the embers out of you. Until you were like, I'm going to move back. I'm like, well, that's a better idea than me just being like,
At some point, I think I did light my toe on fire and I was like, that's real heat. I should pull back.
Right.
I just kept getting closer and closer.
I should have gotten with a peanut.
Is there anything you picked up that you didn't know about Hemda and my relationship?
I didn't know about the take your damn pills argument, the screaming match of take your damn pills.
It's funny. They thought we were yelling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess you do yell, but it's funny because you yell like a Muppet.
It's silly.
You do yell like a Muppet.
It's very funny.
It was alarming to the rest of
us. Right. So don't tell me
there
that Bart and Ernie weren't gay. I'm a Muppet. I'm telling you.
So you speak
so gay. I speak Muppet sexuality.
Yes.
In fact, they've hit on him before. He doesn't like mentioning because he's, you know, he's modest. Yeah. But yeah, they wanted to triangulate him.
Whoa. Oh, devil's triangle.
That. Little devil's triangle. Yeah.
Without a lady.
Oh, it's called, it was a burping match we did. Devil's Triangle.
How the gays do.
Yeah, they should just go, you know what? You don't get the job because you're too weird. Writing yearbooks about flatulence. you're telling me in general, you write in a calendar that you're having a party. You're 17, you have a calendar.
I'd defend him for that because I had an elaborate calendar.
What'd you write in it?
Basically his calendar.
Okay. Do you know that you organize for a living?
Yes. Okay. I did know that. But it is because I've had a paper and pen calendar slash date book, mm-hmm. basically, like since I've been like
You write your crimes in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can look at the one that I said corrected. I mean, I have the one for this year. You can go back and look at it.
Yeah, okay.
But by crime, she means when her period's coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Carrie Gravenson on Twitter, same thing on Instagram, and you can go to carriegravenson.com. All right? And it's all there.
Buy the album. Have a listen.
I did not know you were that high.
Oh my God, really? I tried to ask you the last night. Remember, I was like, how high do I seem? And you were like, not at all. And I was like, I'm going to die. I'm going to sink into this chair and fall into the earth.
No, I wish you did fall into the earth so that you can realize you're fine and start acting high so you can enjoy it. Because I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I was terrified.
That's terrible.
I was terrified of being stupid and being like, look at stupid over there.
In front of people who are fighting over take your pill. That's great. No, just
they're fighting over the like would you rather conversation to be like, you guys, everyone shut up. Well, because I did it the two nights before, I made a s'more and it was so good that I made everyone shut up and listen to me talk about how great my s'more was.
Yeah, it's great.
And Keith goes, this is why you're single.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, because I was like, you gotta shut up. The s'more's the best thing I fucking eat.
I love what you choose to listen to from Keith. Right. Keith, who can't make an egg, is telling you why you're single.
Also, it was more clever than that. You were having an orgasm over the s'more, and I said, oh, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Oh, yes.
That was a running joke of the weekend. It was like, Carrie's hard up.
How is dating going?
It's fine.
Okay, good. It's great. All right, that's Carrie. Thank you all very much. Yes, she is free and available. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel. It's an exclusive. It's an after show. It's a party. It's a game. It's good times.
And also, when you get high, be high. That's the lesson of the day.
And take your pills.
God damn it.
For 8 hours. God you scared damn it.
Don't. Take the pills if you want to take the pills. Nobody has to do anything.
Right, you can die in a car. All right, bye.
Don't die in a car.
Keith and the Girl.com.